Remove the garment of mourning and misery, and put the garment of joy and happiness. We are people challenged by so many things. The bills, sickness, enmity, poverty, troubles everywhere. But God has given us hope. There will be solution to our problems. The glory of God lasts forever. So the mark of ownership is on each and every one of us. We are truly his image and likeness. So he made us out of his love, and he wants us to be part of this salvation. So we should open up our hearts and minds to meet God in all that we do. Have a listen to the second reading from Philippians. We will listen to Paul saying, I pray for you for participating actively in the gospel and for also giving yourselves to be instruments in the service of God. We need to understand God's own privilege given to us. We do not merit it, nor do we deserve it, but we are invited to cooperate with God so that he can give us this opportunity to complete the work started in us. So we have to come in to receive everything given to us during baptisms, confirmation, communion, at weddings. When we come to the altar, we receive something that should help us grow. That is the expectation for us to grow spiritually. We may advance in age, but to grow spiritually, it is always a challenge. But we have to be determined. We have to be focused on God's plan. He wants us to know him, to love him, in order to serve him and his people. The day of Christmas, Jesus was born, and so many people were invited, the shepherds, the villagers, and those around came to see the mother and her child. They knelt down and worshipped, and they prayed to the Creator, God, the Almighty and the Glorious. You and I today, made in the image and likeness of God, we are the Jesus of this generation. People will look up to us to see the glory of God when we help them, when we talk to them, and when we encourage them. They should feel the presence of God. John the Baptist, in the year he started, just like this year, 2018, during the reign of Donald Trump, you and I are invited to reach out to people, our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our co-workers. We should give them hope. We should bring to them the light of the gospel. We should be ready to share whatever we have. To those who are starving, food. For those who are naked, clothing. For those who are thirsty, drink. For those who are lonely, our companionship. for those in prison, visitation. So many hearts are troubled today, even in the same family that we belong. We need to reach out to others. Let us touch them personally. Let us lighten up their burden. Let us give hope to the hopeless. So, and that is the essence of Christmas. That is why everywhere there is light, it's a symbol of God's presence. We need to know that the path made by God, it is straight. Every valley will be filled. Every hill will be leveled so that we will be on the same level. We will see and relate accordingly. God has given us this ample opportunity, not just to celebrate Christmas because of the food, the drinks, and the clothes, but to reunite our own hearts with the heart of our salvation, with the core of our own inspiration and grace. That is why we need to come. We are not celebrating it for Jesus. We are celebrating it for our individual selves. So many people that have not been coming to church for a year will come around to celebrate Christmas. We should pray for our brothers and sisters who are feeling very heavy in their hearts, that God may touch their hearts. We need to forgive each other at this point in time to prepare ourselves for Christmas. We need to see God as He is. He's always in love with us. He has given Himself generously through Jesus Christ. We didn't ask for it. We are not worthy to have such a privilege. But when we come together, we see in that way God giving us Himself, and we need to also give something in return. It could be our time, our resources, our knowledge, and everything around us, so that we can be witnesses. John the Baptist did his. You and I today, so many people are looking up to us. And that is why we have to take our responsibilities, reaching out to others. Every other person around us is coming together to listen to God through us. What do we share with them? We have to be ready to make this available so that we can always make them know that God loved us first and He has given us everything to complete what is started in us. God did everything perfectly in Genesis, but sin corrupted humanity. There was need to correct the error. And for us to be part of this correction, we have to cooperate with God, reconcile the differences, to eliminate sin. We have to be with God through the confessional. We have to participate in communion. We have to receive baptisms. We have to go for confirmation and be wedded in the church. Therefore, we are marked with the sign of faith and given the opportunity to be with God in this life. So, Jesus Christ is longing to have friends. He wants to be with us wherever we may go. While we are suffering, He's there to suffer with us. While we are in trouble, He's also in trouble. While we are sick, He's also sick. During His ministry, He was out there in the streets healing the sick, feeding the hungry, giving hope to the hopeless and the downtrodden. He gave them that sense of belonging. You and I today, we have to extend our hands to reach out to people, those that are in need, so that they will also feel the impact of the gospel. That is the excitement Paul is expressing. He's happy for all of us who are making such efforts to bring the gospel to the needy. We have to do much more so that the presence of Jesus can be felt. You and I have been given this opportunity to do exactly what Jesus Christ did over 2,000 years ago. Bring in food, clothes, and drink. It means we have to help all those people. They could be down there in the streets, in some corners. They are not asking us to do everything, but they need a little just to survive for a while. It could be a meal for the day. It could be a meal for some days. Whatever it is, we have to do something to the glory of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord.